Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Best of my good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 19th of February, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, sea watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. No figures released for COVID today. We'll hear them presumably in half an hour's time. So that's 10 cases, 10 active cases. And nobody in Nobles Hospital at the moment. In 30 minutes, you'll know what's going to happen next with a government media briefing. And Onchan MHK asks why the male plane crew aren't vaccinated. Snaefell surgery won't close, says the minister. And Manx Gas said they tried 29 times to talk to the government.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. First to my Tessa Hawley.
First to my, some school pupils in Douglas have been identified as potentially being at risk of contracting COVID-19. A number of students from Ballacamine High School are now in self-isolation, along with members of their households. A number of other venues have also been added to the log of low-risk places of potential transmission. You can find details of those at manxradio.com. The chair of the post office says she's flabbergasted that crew on the post plane haven't been moved up the list for a COVID-19 vaccine. It's after government announced steam packet staff and others working to maintain the island's transport links would be made a higher priority. MHK Julie Edge says they should be included in the new vaccination groupings. Government says it will release today's COVID-19 figures at 6:30. That's following tonight's coronavirus media briefing. Further afield, the High Court has ruled the government broke the law when it failed to publish details of who it was handing pandemic-related contracts to. Ministers have been accused of giving deals worth millions of pounds to firms with ties to the Conservative Party. And world leaders, including Boris Johnson and US President Joe Biden, say the coronavirus crisis shows the world needs stronger defences against future health risks. The Prime Minister has chaired a virtual meeting of G7 members who have committed to working together to build a better future. Those are your headlines. A reminder to stay with us for the COVID-19 media conference, which is taking place after update at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Tessa from the Ronald's Way Met Office Irish Sea Weather Warning is for gales in the North Irish Sea. Tonight on the Isle of Man, the rain and strong to gale force southerly will ease off as the night goes on. The overnight minimum 8 degrees. It will be fairly dry overnight through the night. A dry start for Saturday. Tomorrow, just sun, then outbreaks of rain on a strong southerly. Daytime maximum 11 degrees. Down to 6 through the night into Sunday. Jaduni, not bad. Dry with sunny spells. Light breezes, 9 degrees. Sunset is in about a minute's time. Low water, 24 minutes to 11 tonight. High water is at 11 minutes to 5 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 28 minutes past 7. Low water, 25 past 11. Tomorrow morning's Ben McCree, 8:45 sailing, is in doubt at the morning. At the moment, we'll tell you tomorrow morning. And 6 weeks today, it's Good Friday.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
The Manx government's published a list of what it calls low-risk locations after a cluster of COVID-19 cases identified on the island yesterday. The details from Alex Watton.
The list provided is for locations that government stresses poses only a low risk to the general public. It does add, though, that those who visited or worked in any of the locations at the relevant times should be wary of symptoms of the virus. If anyone does suspect they might have symptoms, they're urged to call the 111 service immediately, and that's open from 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the evening each day. Some of the locations to be aware of include a number of stores on Strand Street in Douglas, Barbary Coast on Monday morning and McDonald's in the afternoon. Isle of Play, Java Noodle Bar and the Manx Gymnastics Centre for Excellence are listed on Tuesday. And on Wednesday morning, the Onchan Salon, Elements of Beauty. Later this afternoon, another two locations were identified which could also pose a low risk to the general public. They were last Friday, the 12th of February. One was the number 31 bus from 8 o'clock until 8:45 in the morning and from 3:45 in the afternoon until 4:15. Also, Ballacamine High School from 8:45 in the morning until 3:45 in the afternoon, which are school hours. Government says as part of the contact tracing process, a small number of pupils have been identified who may be at risk, but they are all self-isolating along with other members of their household and they've all been offered tests. And the full list of times and locations can be found at manxradio.com. However, much of today has been filled with questions over what's happening with the steam packet. It's unclear whether staff at the company should be self-isolating any time they're not working on the ferry. The Chief Minister yesterday explained that protocols meant that crew did undertake such measures. That was later disputed in questions from Paul Moulton from Isle of Man Television, claiming the steam packet itself has said such restrictions had never been in place. Manx Radio has contacted both parties for comment, which has been declined. There is more information expected at the next coronavirus media conference, starting shortly at 6 o'clock.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
24 minutes before six, five further locations identified just a few minutes ago could pose a low risk of COVID-19. Following further contact tracing, five additional locations have been identified. They are, for Wednesday the 17th, 2 days ago, Carrefour Health Club in Douglas from midday 30 till 1:30, the Juice Bar in Douglas, 1:45 till 1:50, McDonald's in Douglas, 7:15 till 7:30 Wednesday evening. Also on Wednesday evening until today, Exit Strategy Wonderland Room in Douglas, anytime between 4:30, the 17th of February, Wednesday, and 4 o'clock today, the 19th. So be aware of that if you've been in Exit Strategy. And also for yesterday, the Manx Fun Farm Bowling in Onken from 11:45 a.m. until 3 p.m. A quick word if you're driving tonight. The mountain road, absolutely filthy, very high winds and drifting fog as well. So do take care. Snaefell Surgery in Anaker won't be closing its doors even if new GPs have to be found for the practice. The reassurance from the Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, MHK, following news the surgery has terminated the contract with his department.
Regardless of whether the existing contract holders remain or not, Snaefell Surgery will continue to operate. So even if the existing contract holders do decide to go through with actually terminating the contract, I'm categorically saying now that Snaefell Surgery will not be closing. It will be continuing to operate.
So you're saying there will continue to be provision for the 5,000 plus patients on the books?
Yes, if the surgery needs to come under new management because the existing contract holders decide to leave, then that is what will happen. We will continue as a department to support and continue with Snaefell practice. I hope that by talking with the contract holders, they may well change their mind. We can't force them to change their mind. GPs at the end of the day are private businesses. They're not DHSC employees as such, and they have the perfect right to terminate their contracts with 6 months' notice. But I hope we can find a solution to keep the existing partners in place because, like I say, I know they're very well respected by the community at large.
And that solution, it seems from what the surgery has said, is more money. It says that the funding that the department's given it is wholly insufficient. Is there more money in the pot to try and bring this to a resolution?
Well, the department has already engaged with the GPs and pointed out several ways they can increase their funding base. The one thing we cannot do is give them a more favourable option than is available to other GPs around Ireland. That would be completely against the equality across primary care and would be completely unfair on other GP surgeries. But to put into context as well, the budget that was approved on Tuesday by Tim Wood actually pumps 2.2 million extra into primary care in this financial year. We will continue to work with the partners, but unfortunately the department can't do that at any price.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio. The Ben McCree left Heysham at 21 minutes to 3 this afternoon. She's due back in Douglas at 6:30. No sign on the webcams at the moment. Tonight's departure on schedule, 7:45, leaving Douglas, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight sailing from Heysham, 2:15, arriving in Douglas tomorrow morning. And tomorrow morning's 8:45 Douglas to Heysham sailing is subject to possible disruption or cancellation. You'll know tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Listen to George Ferguson with a Saturday breakfast show on Manx Radio for details of tomorrow morning's sailing to Heysham.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The chair of the post office says she's flabbergasted by the fact that the mail plane crew haven't been moved up the list for a COVID-19 vaccine. It's as government announced those working to maintain the island's transport links would be made a higher priority. Seven new cases yesterday traced to a Bemba Cree crew member. Alex Watton spoke to Julie Edge, MHK.
I was flabbergasted, to be quite honest. I have sent an email to the Chief Minister saying he needs to reconsider this. They're as essential as the Steam Packet, Mezzeron and the other airlines. They bring in essential supplies to the island daily. And obviously they're in contact with security staff and ground handling staff at the airport.
Why do you think that has been overlooked?
I don't know why. I've raised it many times. I raised it lately in the last House of Keys sitting and I said, please consider the post office. Unfortunately, I think there's a lack of understanding of the excellent services that come through Isle of Man Post Office, you know, with this dedicated mail plane.
What protocols are currently in place? Is it perhaps that it's seen as already a safe environment?
I'm aware of obviously there's pilots involved. It could be two, could be three pilots. And obviously they stay on island till the plane leaves at night. I'm aware that obviously we've got good protocols in place for our workforce with regards to social distancing and masks. However, I think it's who else they come in contact with. It's not necessarily just the pilots and the planes. I'm sure they don't open the hold till the workforce and that are separated. However, it's when they then go into the terminal. There's a lot more people involved in the airport than just pilots flying the planes and the crew on the planes.
Do you see the supposed argument that whilst other priority groups are to be vaccinated now and there's a lot more on that list as the parameters have now shifted, that perhaps these aren't top of the agenda?
I do, and I accept that. However, you should not leave any link. If you're doing the airport and the other airlines for a reason, why would you leave this one out? I'm also aware of individuals that work offshore on ships, and obviously the International Maritime Organization and United Nations and all the governments are vaccinating those individuals. Well, they have to travel back to the island as well. So there are anomalies from our government in comparison in the way that we're treating individuals, and that's certainly one case I'm aware of for licensed seafarers.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
17 minutes before 6, the Japanese clothier Fast Retailing has leapfrogged Spain's Inditex to become the world's most valuable clothing company by market value. A rally in the Japanese stocks this week helped the owner of Uniqlo reach a market capitalization of 10.87 trillion yen, which is 85 billion euros, overtaking Inditex. Of course, Inditex is the parent of Zara, which is valued at 81 billion euro. The Japanese company is still third in terms of sales after recording revenues of 15.7 billion euros equivalent last year. Inditex led the field with revenues of 28.2 billion euros, followed by Sweden's H&M at 18.6 billion. And the world's largest shipping business is moving full steam ahead to reduce its environmental footprint. A.P. Moller Maersk says its first carbon-neutral container vessel will take to the waters by 2023, 7 years ahead of schedule. The Danish company's medium-sized vessels that can transport 2,000 20-foot containers will run on methanol, a cleaner alternative to the highly polluting fuel that still powers the majority of container ships. Maersk aims to be net zero by 2050 and vows to only buy carbon-neutral vessels from now on. And incidentally, a global shortage of shipping containers will probably drive up the cost of imports and exports for business and consumers. Shipping container prices have increased by 165% over the past year due to a consumer shift to goods rather than services.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Make more empowered decisions about your international payments. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European markets closed cautiously higher. US stocks were higher. Oil relatively flat as Texas energy firms prepared to restart oil and gas fields shuttered by the freezing weather. Gold traded higher. And in corporate news, NatWest closed higher after the bank said it was pulling out of the Republic of Ireland and reported a smaller than expected annual loss and restored its dividend. The real estate investment trust SEGRO was also higher after it posted a 10.8% jump in adjusted full-year pre-tax profit. The numbers at 5 o'clock from Ramsay Crookall. The FTSE 100 closed a tenth up at 6,624. In Frankfurt, the DAX was up 0.75% at 13,993. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.4% at 31,624. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up 0.8% at 13,978. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.4% at 3,928. In the exchange markets, the pound absolutely roaring against the dollar. The pound worth $1 US 40.1 cents. And worth €1, 15.5 cents, and 20 South African rand, 49.8 cents. And in commodities, gold up 0.6% at $1,785 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil flat at $63.48.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather.
Here's the relevant information.
Glazing.
Thank you. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecast as follows. Very unsettled on Saturday, improving on Sunday. Sea temperature around the Isle of Man, 6 degrees Celsius. And the wind for Saturday, south or southeast, 6 to gale force 8. Wave height 3 to 3.5 metres, wave period 5 or 6 seconds. High water, 12 minutes past 5. And for Sunday, the wind is south 4 or 5, wave height 2 to 2.5 metres, gradually falling to 1.5 metres, wave period on Sunday, 7 seconds. High tide is at 22 minutes to 7 p.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Manx Gas said it tried to engage with the Cabinet Office 29 times since Timbal gave its support to a new regulatory deal last November. It's been cast into doubt after politicians voted to impose regulations by April after losing patience with Manx Gas during negotiations. Ewan Gawne.
The deal outlined last year was supposed to deliver lower prices and a rebate on bills from 2020 for thousands of gas customers. But politicians this week voted to abandon their attempts to reach a voluntary deal with Manx Gas after negotiations stalled. They were supposed to have been completed by the end of last year, but government says this hasn't been possible due to a lack of positive engagement from the company. The two sides haven't been able to reach an agreement on the description of the company's domestic assets and the value of base operating costs. So this week, Tynwald voted instead of a deal to impose regulation by the end of April. At the sitting, Policy and Reform Minister Ray Harmer gave this message.
Let this be a sound clear warning to Manx Gas. The time for lobbying and aggressive correspondence is over. Please do not use the rebate promised to customers as some sort of blackmail. If you want a voluntary agreement, we will set the terms we feel to protect our customers robustly. Based on the heads of terms agreed, if they're not acceptable, so be it.
In response to those comments, Manx Gas says despite repeated attempts to engage with Cabinet Office officials and Mr. Harmer, it's had no response to requests to meet, bar a handful of acknowledgements. In a statement, the company says it does not recognise the facts presented by government. It's repeated that it's ready to formalise the voluntary deal and refund its customers, adding that voluntary regulation ensures a safe, secure supply of gas to the island. The Cabinet Office has been contacted for comment.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Tim Glover.
Already a couple of postponements in football tomorrow due to waterlogged pitches. Canada Life Premier League, Laxey against St George's will not be played. And also in Division 2, Foxdale against Ramsey Youth Centre, that match postponed as well. The top two sides in the Rossborough Men's Hockey Premier League go head-to-head at the National Sports Centre at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon. Leaders and champions Backers A play nearest challengers Vikings A. Backers currently have a four-point advantage at the summit, so it appears to be a must-win game for Vikings to keep their title hopes alive. And Vagabonds Hornets and Ramsey B will attempt to play their Manx Bowl clash once again. It's been postponed by lockdown and snow, and the result is needed to determine some of the ranking positions for the Manx Cup. Three cup ties do take place between sides who know their place in the pecking order. Douglas South meet Vagabonds Ladies at Portashee, Vagabonds tackle Castletown at Bala Fletcher, and Ramsey play Western Vikings at Moorog Park. All games kicking off at 2:15. Further afield, an Everton boss, Carlo Ancelotti, has dismissed rumours that James Rodriguez is considering quitting the club. The Colombian international only joined the Premier League side in September. His form on the field has been good, but reports suggest the midfielder has struggled to adapt to life in England. And the Duke of Sussex will no longer be patron of the governing bodies of English Rugby Union and Rugby League. It follows confirmation from Buckingham Palace that he won't be returning as a working member of the royal family.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by the island's only dedicated electric car service centre.
Eight minutes before six on Manx Radio. The 10 to 5 Liverpool Logan Air LM685 was cancelled. Consequently, the normally 6:40 back from Liverpool will be 7:30 p.m. 7:30 from Liverpool. And inbound also at 7:30 is the Heathrow flight as well, which was due in at 10 to 7 this evening. That too scheduled at 7:30. On the roads, Corderbridge Road, still one-way northbound for curb replacement on until March, of course. Luthwaite's Way and Victoria Road in Port St Mary closed to vehicles. Partial parking suspension on Bayview Road and the junction with Luthwaite's Way. Station parking, Colby's closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. Switzerland Road in Douglas closed to vehicles by the junction with Queen's Prom for the Douglas Prom refurb work. In Ramsey, Glen Elphin Road's got parking suspension for nearby construction. And South Promenade in Ramsey, they're rebuilding, refurbishing and extending the lifeboat station. So the footways on the eastern and western sides of the prom closed and parking suspended on the adjacent portion of the promenade for that refurb and building of the RNLI lifeboat station. All the details of all the travel at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And just to reiterate, the mountain road this evening, very high winds, lots of rain and fog.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Keyside.
The Manx government's been urged to reconsider using spare coronavirus testing capacity to check steam packet staff for the illness after being told in Timwell this week that the matter wouldn't be looked at unless the situation changes on the Isle of Man. The Douglas South MHK, Claire Christian, now wants government to look again.
I'd like the government to reconsider this. The Chief Minister said in the briefing yesterday that the only way the virus could get here was via transportation routes. So why are we not doing everything we can to mitigate this, including regular asymptomatic testing?
Now, there's no way of knowing whether or not this person would have been positive while they were on the boat or when they came off shift. So what evidence is there that this type of testing would reduce this type of spread?
There's a couple of reasons, really. More testing would increase the likelihood of identifying carriers earlier, which would result in swift isolation, contact tracing, and reduced risk of other lockdowns. But if you want it from good authority, the World Health Organization's key message is test, test, test. You know, this is the backbone of any global response.
And we know that additional capacity was offered to healthcare workers after lockdown last year. And when I spoke to the health minister about this a couple of months ago, he said the uptake was quite low. Do you think steam packet workers would actually want to go through regular swabbing?
Well, it's interesting because in the UK, teachers go through every 2 weeks regular swabbing. And I think it's a responsibility that people should actually take up. And if we could provide that service.
Now, we did hear yesterday there are going to be changes to the vaccine policy for those who work in the transport sector. You're obviously raising the testing issue. Do you think government should have been doing more sooner to protect these workers?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like a sieve effect, isn't it? These little holes just keep popping open, and we've really got to do it to screw down on this a lot firmer and make sure that these breakouts are not happening. You know, no one wants a further lockdown, and it's a big gamble to take. You know, I'm really shocked, and I'm glad we're not in another lockdown, but I'm not sure why we wouldn't even initiate social distancing yesterday, you know, while track and trace is being completed.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Alex Watton. I'm Andy Wint, back on Monday evening at 5:30. Stick around, the coronavirus briefing is on next. You've then got some Friday Sport with Tim Glover, Chris Kinley with Greatest Hits on Earth, and George Ferguson tonight, 10 o'clock with The Late Show. Have a great weekend.
WINT